Welcome to episode 899 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Malachi, whose name means my messenger, is the last of the Old Testament prophets, delivering his message between 440 and 400 BC, during a period of spiritual decline and disillusionment after the return of the Israelites from exile. Malachi is God's mouthpiece during a time when many had become complacent in their faith. He boldly confronts the people's hypocrisy, their neglect of the temple and sacrifices, and their disregard for God's law. His words are a wake-up call, urging them to return to a genuine relationship with God. Malachi's prophecies serve as a crucial link between the Old and New Testaments. His words foreshadow the coming of John the Baptist, who would prepare the way for the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Malachi's emphasis on repentance and the coming day of the Lord prepares the Israelites for the message of salvation that Jesus would bring. The book that bears this prophet's name, despite its brevity, contains several profound messages that remain relevant for believers today. God's unchanging love and faithfulness. Malachi repeatedly emphasizes that God's love for his people, despite their unfaithfulness, remains steadfast. This is a message of hope and comfort, reminding us that even when we falter, God's love doesn't waver. Malachi's emphasis on God's unwavering love finds its ultimate expression in Jesus. John 3:16 reminds us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." This sacrificial act demonstrates the depth of God's love, even for those who have strayed. Jesus' ministry and teachings continually reinforce this message of God's enduring love, offering hope and forgiveness to all who turn to him. Call to repentance and return. The book repeatedly calls the Israelites to repent and return to God, emphasizing that their actions have consequences. This message is equally relevant for us today, as we are continually urged to examine our hearts and align our lives with God's will. This call to repentance resonates with Jesus' own message. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Saviour pleads, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Jesus, like Malachi, urges people to turn away from their sins and seek God's forgiveness. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus provided the means for this repentance, offering a path to reconciliation with God, warning against hypocrisy and religious ritualism. Malachi condemns the priests' half-hearted sacrifices and the people's lack of sincerity in their religious practices. This is a reminder that our faith should not be merely external, but should flow from a genuine heart transformation. Malachi criticizes the priests for offering blind, lame, and sick animals as sacrifices, a direct violation of God's commands. This highlights their disrespect for God and their disregard for the sanctity of worship. By offering flawed sacrifices, they trivialize their relationship with God and reduce worship to a meaningless ritual. Malachi calls out men divorcing their wives to marry foreign women who worship idols. This practice not only breaks their covenant with God, but also causes immense pain and injustice. He condemns this hypocrisy, emphasizing God hates divorce and desires marital fidelity. Malachi confronts the people for robbing God by withholding tithes and offerings. He calls them to test God by returning to faithful giving, promising great blessings if they do. This reveals their lack of trust in God's provision and their focus on material gain rather than spiritual obedience. Malachi criticizes those who offer insincere worship with their lips while their hearts are far from God. This reflects a broader societal issue where people claim to follow God while their actions contradict their words. Amidst the condemnation, Malachi offers a path to reconciliation, sincere repentance, and a return to God. This emphasizes that true worship involves a change of heart and a commitment to obedience, not just empty rituals. Just like Malachi condemns the religious leaders for empty religious practices, Jesus similarly rebukes the Pharisees and Sadducees for their hypocrisy, emphasizing the need for inward transformation rather than mere outward observance of religious laws. Jesus' teachings consistently call for authenticity and a faith that goes beyond empty rituals. Just as Malachi condemns divorce and unfaithfulness, modern Christians are called to prioritize their marriages, seeking reconciliation and forgiveness when faced with challenges. This reflects a commitment to the sanctity of marriage and the covenant made before God. While physical sacrifices are no longer required, Christians are called to dedicate their lives to God's purposes. This involves not just attending church services, but actively seeking to live in ways that honor God in our daily lives. This can include using our talents for His glory, serving others, and seeking His will in our decisions. Beyond tithing, Christians are encouraged to give generously to support their local churches, missions, and those in need, recognizing that everything we have is ultimately a gift from God. Respect for God and His covenant. The book stresses the importance of showing reverence for God and honoring the covenant He made with His people. This includes upholding marital vows, offering proper sacrifices, and giving tithes and offerings. Malachi's call to honor God and His covenant finds its fulfillment in Jesus, who perfectly embodies obedience to God's will. Jesus lives a life of complete devotion and submission to the Father, ultimately fulfilling the covenant promises through His sacrificial death on the cross. The promise of a coming messenger. Malachi prophesies about a messenger who will prepare the way for the Lord. This is a reference to John the Baptist, who paves the way for Jesus' ministry. Malachi's prophecy establishes a pattern of God sending messengers to prepare the way for significant events or figures. This pattern isn't limited to John the Baptist's role before Jesus' first advent. It reminds us that God continually works in preparation, sending individuals and movements to awaken hearts and pave the way for spiritual renewal. Malachi also speaks of a messenger coming suddenly to the temple. While this initially refers to Jesus' cleansing of the temple, it also points towards His second coming. This prophecy reminds us to live with hopeful anticipation for Christ's return, ready to meet Him with pure hearts and lives transformed by His grace. Just as John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus' first coming, we are called to prepare the way for Christ's return. This involves sharing the gospel, living lives that reflect Christ's love, and creating a culture of repentance and spiritual renewal within our communities. Malachi's prophecy also calls us to be discerning, recognizing the messengers God sends to prepare our hearts. We should be open to the Holy Spirit's guidance and seek to discern the genuine voices that point us towards Christ. The Day of the Lord's Judgment. The book speaks of a future day of judgment when God will purify His people and judge the wicked. This serves as a warning against complacency and encourages us to live with the end in mind. The prophet's prediction of the day of the Lord's judgment finds its ultimate realization in Jesus, who is described in the New Testament as the judge of the living and the dead. The imagery of refining fire in Malachi 3 verse 2 is echoed in Jesus' teachings about the final judgment and the eternal separation of the righteous from the wicked. Hope for restoration. Despite the impending judgment, and despite the fact that the last word in the Old Testament is destruction, or curse in some versions, Malachi ends with a message of hope, promising a future restoration for those who fear the Lord. This hope is ultimately fulfilled in Christ, who brings salvation and offers eternal life. As the last prophet in the Old Testament period, Malachi courageously challenges his people to return to God and live lives of integrity and faithfulness. His prophecies point towards the coming Messiah, offering hope and preparing the way for the new covenant. His message continues to resonate today, reminding us of God's unchanging love, calling us to authentic faith and obedience, warning against hypocrisy and complacency, and offering hope in the face of judgment. He urges believers to live lives that honor God and reflect divine love and justice. Father, help us to remember your unchanging love and faithfulness. May this inspire us to return to you with whole hearts. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.